In South Carolina, lawmakers are struggling with the racial legacy of one of that state's founding fathers. It's a debate that highlights a trend among southern states to address their racist history. From member station WFAE, Julie Rose has the story.
The grounds of the South Carolina State Capitol building are crawling with school kids today. Some play tag on the lush lawns, and another group is reading books under the calmly fluttering Confederate flag. There are some who would say the lessons these kids are learning at the State House grounds are questionable at best.
These grounds give the white history and very much a white supremacist history of South Carolina's history.
That's Lonnie Randolph, head of the South Carolina NAACP. He thinks the Confederate flag and the larger-than-life statues of South Carolina's founding fathers send the wrong message to State House visitors.
They'll hear nothing but lies that have been told since South Carolina became a part of the Union. And these kids deserve better than that.
Randolph is most offended by the stone likeness of the late South Carolina governor and former U.S. Senator Ben Tillman, presiding over the main staircase of the Capitol. Tillman was the architect of laws to deny blacks the right to vote and once declared the South would never submit to a black man's leadership. None of that is written on his statue, though. And when I quiz a group of eighth graders on a field trip at the Capitol, they're clueless about the man's legacy.
Anybody here know who Benjamin Tillman is?
He must be important.
Yeah. Isn't he from South Carolina?
I don't think we learned about him in social studies.
Tillman was about the most egregious form of racist demagogue that the South produced in the late 19th century and early 20th century.
Historian John Wells heads the Center for the Study of the New South at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte, and he says the truth about Ben Tillman is clear.
He and others of his ilk advocated lynching of politically active African Americans, advocated the use of violence, even murder, to maintain the racial status quo of the period.
Wells says all southern states grapple with racist individuals and episodes from the past, but only South Carolina has Ben Tillman. And Wells says his legacy stands out. Even current South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford thinks Tillman's statue should at least be more accurate about his actions. But many South Carolina legislators aren't so sure. Republican State Representative Thad Vyers is on a committee that's considering the statue's removal.
Here's my problem. We go there. Where do we stop? Strom Thurmond ran on the Dixiecrat ticket in 1948. He's on the grounds. We have portraits of Confederate generals in the State House. Where does it stop?
In 2000, South Carolina lawmakers spent months in a divisive deadlock about flying the Confederate flag on the State House grounds. The flag remains, thanks to lawmakers like Republican Representative Greg Delaney. To him, Tillman's statue is just another angle on the same issue.
I'm not for rewriting history. You know, he was a man of his times, honored by the people of his times. I'm not going to, you know, try to undo what they did.
But these are different times in South Carolina. Times when a majority of Democrats in the state want an African American as president. So some, including Democratic Representative Todd Rutherford, say Ben Tillman no longer deserves a place of honor.
I mean, he talked about how he himself had shot a Negro. I mean, why not put that on that plaque? Don't make it so that he was a great South Carolinian and a great American, because that's not, even if that's what you consider him to be, that's not what he wanted his legacy to be.
Nor is it the legacy Representative Rutherford wants for South Carolina. He says he won't stop until at least the State House grounds in Columbia tell the truth about Ben Tillman. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose.